what it means that Hashem is mekayim shalaylam Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So explain that the bchinas makom is always before the thing itself. That whenever you have something, you need a framework or context within which the thing exists, and therefore, just like nothing can exist unless there's a place. Just like we said, a number system. A number cannot exist if there's no number system in effect, and there's no mitzias, there's no parameter fit. Nothing exists without a makom. That's the b'chinas makom, the way it's spoken about Nefesh HaChayim, and it's a deep inyan. We explained it last time. Let's go the one that could divide them. V'hamakom oidif olav. V'hu yisbarach mekoyme shal oylam nishakoy lakoyl v'inim tzayetim menu v'oidif olam ibli tachlis l'chaynor l'koysim makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always oidev on the makom, meaning that, like we said before, the makom is always bigger than the prat. So, if l'mashal, if a person looks at a business, a person starts out with a business with the idea of a profit. The person wants to make money. So, the making the money is the makom. That's the world that he's defined. The business is a hechatimtzu. So, it's never possible that the business should do anything but make a profit. Meaning, if it's not making a profit, the person is just going to cut the business. Secondly, the world of the profit is always bigger than the business. Let's say that somebody offers the person another business that makes more money, he'll go to the other business. Because the mitzias in its broadest aspect is the profit motive, let's call it. And this is a specific profit. So the b'chinas makom is always the large framework wherein the prat is one of them. So there's two inyanim in makom. One inyan is that everything gets a mitzias mitzad the makom. And second thing, the makom is always bigger than any one particular prat of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called mekoyim shel olam, meaning that everything in the world has a mitzias only in as much as it shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than any, the Metzias, I'm not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the framework is much bigger than any one part. That's as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes. V'kof l'adov v'leima ha'mokim Baruch Hu, l'toysef es brocha, she'yia brocha l'fnei askor shmo yisbarach brocha achra. V'kein achar kach baruch shon t'olam yisrof Baruch Hu. I don't want to go to this a second, I want to go to the next step because it's a hemshin. U'kumoy she'nikra mokim b'avur shu koy l'koyl. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a makom because it's koil everything, kach nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah liYisrael shekoil lakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Yisrael because it's koil everything. V'lo yomotzei dovash layinimtzei b'Torah. And there's nothing that is not in Torah. Let me explain this prat because it's a hemshech to the prat that I said before. Just like in a general sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoyme shaloilom, meaning that the great circle of possibility is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything that exists can only exist because the circle allowed it to exist, and the circle is Bechreach greater than any prat. Torah is a more tangible version of that cloud. We don't, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Olam, we really don't have a grasp on it. For instance, when a person speaks about existence is the klal of the world, and everything is an example of existence, the word existence is sort of a mystical term that you can talk about all night long. It doesn't become any clearer from talking about it. It we have no tefis in it, so we can just talk and talk and talk and talk, but it doesn't mean anything. Existence is a term that describes everything that exists, but you know, what's the ultimate of existence? Those things are just words that don't mean anything. More specifically for us, the makom of the world is the laws of nature. Laws of nature are very concrete, very finite, very defined, and every prat in the world has an existence only in as much as it fits into that framework. The same thing when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, it's like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the large framework, but we don't have a tefis in it. We can speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Olam, but no one ever knows exactly what that is. There's no tefis in that. A step closer down, is to say that Torah is Mikoyim Shalaylam, because Torah is Koyil HaKoyil. The Torah is a little bit more of a definitive Mitzias, and as far as we're concerned, Torah is something that is a it's things that can be nitros with the Seichel. It's Halachas, it's Musagim. There are things there that like parallel to that would be the laws of nature, which no one knows why they work, but they're definable. You can put them on paper. You can categorize them, and you can describe them. Lamosh. Now let's look Lamosh at a halacha. I want to explain a place where you see this nekud of Torah b'mekayim sh'olam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin ben seira meira lehayav lenivra. Ella, why did the Torah write it? Dreish v'kavol schar. So someone's going to ask, there's Baruch Hashem, there's enough to learn without adding another perek of shas. There's no end. If we'd have a shas without ben seira meira, it would basically take still as long to go through shas. I mean, what's the pshat Joy Shekavos Char? Why? There's a lack of things to learn. But why put down a halacha that has no mitzvahs? And the Gemara says it doesn't have mitzvahs. El Joy Shekavos Char. The teretz is because the makrim is always bigger than the mitzvahs. By definition, the framework is bigger than the pratim. Torah, it's to teach you, in a sense, that there is Torah that is holding at the level of Jewish, and it doesn't have a mitzias. And the fact that it doesn't have a mitzias does not make it less Torah, because it's wrong to confuse Torah with mitzias. And again, we'll use a similar muscle to what we said yesterday. We understand the world is the mucker for Torah. There's a world. People don't know how to use the world. Like the muscle, everybody gives the muscle. Everybody gives a muscle that Torah is like a driver's manual. You pick up a car, and it's complicated. So you get a booklet of instructions how to use it. And that's like one of the elementary Mishalim, if you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. So Madach, when you buy a car, you get an owner's manual. Certainly, if you get a complicated world, you should be getting a manual how to use it. That's the Mishal that everybody uses, like, to sort of prove Torah Min HaShemayim, if you believe in a Bria. But the truth is, the Mishal is a distortion of the Mitzias, because it's not the relationship of Torah to the car is not a driver's manual, because a car is the makom, and the driver's manual is a prop. There is no such thing as a driver's manual if there's no car. The driver's manual is a prop in a world of a car. A car contains a seat and a steering wheel and an engine and this and that, and there's instructions how to use it. But it's not the other way. On the other hand, a physics book versus a car, the physics book is the Mekoyma, is the Makoyim. That is the broad framework within which, with the Klolim that you have in the Mitzias, a car is a possible manifestation of it. Torah is like that. It's like the physics books, not like the manual. It's important that Torah has a chelik in it that's bigger than the Mitzias. There is more in the Torah than we could possibly realize in the Mitzias, because the Makom, like he says, is always oidif on the Mitzias. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, Torah is Koyil HaKoyil. That's why it's not possible. If the Torah gave a halacha, Kineged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, so it's the pshat, because you cannot have a situation in the world that's mufka from Torah. The Torah said v'galat al-vincha, that means that the mitzias of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the ability to pass on things b'mesayra. So every possible surah, how a child splits off from a parent, bal korchach is nichlal in the klal of v'galat al-vincha. That's what he's saying. Since Torah is the broad circle, is the sweeping circle, every pratnit has to have mitzias in it. Where are we teifis it? In Kineged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. In the one place where you see that the Torah is koilel every possibility, it's not the pshat that the Torah gave you teaching methods how to reach every child. It is true. In other words, I don't mean to be mafkiat, but it's a small-mindedness. It's the other way around. Bal Korchach, if there exists a mitzias of an av and a ben, there must be a makom in Torah where this av and ben has a vigarita, has a tzura of sipur. Sometimes we don't see it begilu, sometimes we do see it begilu. The place we see it begilu is over here. The same thing is also very, again, there's always a katas ha-meichel of a tfisa. The most everybody says this, everything's merumas in the Torah. So you get all these things in the codes, good. You get these, the Ramban with Pedro, with the Mummer, and all these stories. So people, very famous, there's a Ramban that once said that everything's merumas in the Torah, and every single person, what's going to happen with him, and there's one Talmud that said it's crazy, and this is like wild, and he converted or he became fry, and he asked Ramban many years later, Ramban asked him why did you become fry, and he told him, so Ramban told him, well, I'll tell you where your name is Merumas, and what you did. And he showed him in Hazinu, Ikesh Psaltol, I think it's printed in Kodzim, I'm very famous, but people understand that, how does it work the following way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have crossword puzzles to occupy himself with. So he took out the Torah and he scrambled in every single person what's going to happen with him. That's the tefisa that's of a present of a katnus moichadik amayim. It's the other way around. Everything in the world exists only because it has a tachlis. And the mokim of Tachlis is in Torah. So if it wouldn't have a Sheirish in Torah, it wouldn't be there. Just like if you walk into, if a person walks into a poorhouse, into a Hegdish, into Achmas Archim, and he sees all sorts of strange people wandering around. This guy thinks he's a Shiach, this guy is snoring, this guy is drinking. There doesn't have to be a particular reason why anybody's there. It's just anybody who needed a warm place and a hot meal found this place there. But if a person walks into a company that's run by somebody very tough and aggressive, he knows that unless the purpose is there first, the person wouldn't be here. Nobody's roaming the halls of the company. It's they needed a guy to do this, so then they found the guy and put him in. The tachlis came way before the prat that fools the tachlis. Torah is a more concrete description of the Metzias than the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, if there is a Metzias, it has to have a Shesh in Torah. That's the way of understanding it. And again, like I said last time, in Hashkafas Chaim of individual, it's a tremendously different Hashkafa. If a person sees life as a place where to fulfill Torah, or he sees Torah is Metzias, and everything has a place for it. There's somebody wrote, or Soloveitchik, wrote a book called Ish HaLacha, I don't know what to call it, where he tries to explain the Tfisas Olam of the Litvish Welt, particularly of Brisk. And it's a very fascinating attempt at trying to explain. Like someone said, it's trying to give a philosophy for people that had no philosophy. That was the description of it. But he brings a beautiful picture of himself and his father. He writes, it was on a Yom Kippur evening, like Yom Kippur afternoon, Yom Kippur evening, there was a break before Ne'ilah, and he was walking with his father in the garden in front of the shul. And as a child, he was very swept up with the poetic beauty of a gentle autumn afternoon and the wind whistling softly in the trees, and it was just about Ben Hashmashes and the moon was coming up already and the sun was setting, and it was an awesomely beautiful sight, and he stood transfixed by the beauty of it, and his father was mesmerized by it, and he looked at it and he said, look, points at the sun, Seif HaYoy Mechaper. In other words, the Metzias that he lives with is the Metzias of humor. That's the framework of what the world is about. And this is a prat. He found another piece. Now he sees Sefer Yemechapa. It's not that, okay, by the way, today's in Kippur, it's the other way around. Sefer Yemechapa, there's a Metzias of Achas Peshana, and it's Sefer Yemechapa, and here's the piece that snaps into Sefer Yemechapa. It's looking at the world as a timtza for a milui of everything. And it's Be'emis, like we said yesterday, it's the difference between a Tfisas Olam of a Goy, where the world is the world, and Torah, or religion, whatever, is important for it, or fakert. There is Torah, which is the reality, the real mitzias, and things in the world are hechetimtzis to snap into that reality. That's why he's misoire, the Balagod is misoire to a shevach over here. The fact that Torah splits into Arba Bonim means that we see the tfisa of Torah in its mitzias of Makom. So he says, "Lakach Omer." The thing is, Mal. Kineged Arbonim v'Torah echad Chacham v'Rasha. He's trying to explain now what are the nigudim Chacham Rasha Tam and any Dei Lishol don't seem to be by us. I mean, there are four different descriptions, but we don't seem to see them as diametrically antagonistic. We don't see them as clear marking points of extremes. Beer there. There are four types of bonim, and let me explain. Let me give just to try to explain a little bit these words. The sheirish of everything is called an av. In other words, when we speak about chachma, the Rashi says that chachma is what a person is mekabel me'avayse v'avayse. Every chachma starts with a foundation nekuda. So the Av gives a nekuda of Chachma. So the Metzius of Av is always the first statement. Now, what happens next? In other words, the Bonim to the Av are, you have statement A. Where does statement A go to? Birzeh. Ki Abonim nafid Av Abba Chalokim. Ki Yesh Ben Shemoysif Chachma Umada Bavur Shishakim Ladas Dvorim Shem Lefonim. A chacham is not someone who knows a lot or heard a lot, but someone who he can take chachma and be mischakim. Every chachma contains in itself, when you show a dull person an idea, a thing, so the person sees just what's in front of him, that's it. So you teach him this, you teach him this, you teach him this, you teach him this. A smart person says, oh, I can apply this in more situations. A more creative person says, well, the same idea, I don't have to take the same idea and apply it. I can think of an idea that's similar to this idea. A much more creative person says, well, I can take this whole idea, which is in one context, and move it over to an entirely different area. The mahus of chachma is, every chachma is always always fertile. It always contains in itself the ability to go further. So a chacham is someone whose hold on chachma is that he can take chachma and make it creative and make it fertile. Hasheni, he skips to Rosh a second. We will get that later. She'ein boi teisefes ve'ein boi migras v'zeh hatam she'ne mischakim yidiyah yisera. The second darga, low darga, is that the person neither adds nor takes away from chachma, but he takes things as they are. You teach him aleph, he knows aleph. You teach him beis, he knows beis. You teach him gimel, he knows gimel. But he never is capable of taking more than what you gave him. A computer, basically. V'zeh atam she'enem ischakim yidi yisera. He doesn't have, so the shailas, the chacham took what you gave him, and he makes out a system out of it. There's Eidus, there's Chukim, there's Mishpatim, and there must be a Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. He's built out of, you put a Seder in front of him, he says, hey, how do I divide up what do I see over here? And where's it coming from? And it must be going someplace. He's oimed on the, from what's there, he extrapolates to further. The Tam Shail is Mazeh. In other words, it's the pshat. His whole metzias is just to record what's in front of him. So he's not a chacham because he's not shaykh to chachma. He could be kind of, he can have an encyclopedia in his head, but it's not chachma. That's all he had. That's a tam. V'zem migeda tumimus hayidia she'ne moise v'negareah. There's something to be spoken about over here. I don't want to go off now on it. Tumimus l'chura is a good midah. And the Maral speaks about it even over here in the parak before about the mile of tumimus, and yet tam is considered a giroi. The pasuk says tam tiyem Hashem lekecha, you know, vayanchem b'tumus kapi. There's a lot of places where tumimus is considered mila, and yet here it's considered chisaron. I don't want to go into it now. I just want to make it up. The things are as they are. Any change should excite a person to ask. When a person gets a piece of chachma, it should excite him to ask further. Not that he just takes it and sits it down. And if he's not asking anything, then basically he didn't get the idea. He got the thing down. Okay, so he knows A, he knows B, he knows C, but he didn't chap the idea. If he would have chapped then he'd be much further along. Then he says, "Vaygimel hu shepoiches min idea." There's a third person, the lowest darga, that faket, he misses what's there bechalal. She'afagav shu roya shinui ena shoyel alav. He even though he sees a shinui, he still doesn't ask anything. V'zeo chasa bevaday v'nikar shenidei lishol. He's the pshat. He cannot even absorb what's in front of him. So you have somebody that the pshat is, he is blocked off from chachma. There's somebody who has the thing, but doesn't have the teichin in a real sense. So it's not fruitful in any way. It doesn't expand in any way. And then you have someone who's a chacham that you can go much further and blaspheme. Those are three categories: chacham, tam, and lisha. Omnom, he says. Yesh hefech ha-chocham. K'moish ha-chocham mischakim v'idi yeseyre tesefes, yesh k'negdo yishu chocham lahora lishol divrei minus. You have a fakerta oifin where chochma becomes destructive. V'zeo bevadei tesefes. Ki kol minus hutvar tesefes ra, shu chocham lahora. I want to explain this. This is it's a very important kudah. Kfira and minus be'etzem, it was always a product of Chochmah. Chochmah in the sense that when you ridicule, how do you slug up something? It, logically, bringing rias against something is not a way to slug up something. The real way to slug up something is, there's a Latin term called reductio ad absurdum, meaning you can reduce an argument to an absurdity. You take an argument and you say, following your line of logic, you lead to a target disaster. That is the real way to slug up something. The first one that really, Avraham Avinu, when he told his father, listen, you know, the big Geshka killed all the other Geshkas, and he said, you're out of your mind. That's the pshat. He took his line of reasoning and reduced it to a shtus. That was a chacham, a good chacham. Koirach was a chacham lahara. He said the other way around. He said talus shekula tcheles. If it's chayav b'tzitzis, then you reduce your statement to an absurdity. It can't be. The only real pirch on something is when you keep adding. You say, okay, let's take your train of thought and keep going further and further, and you'll see that you end up in a tarat of disaster. That's a real pircha. There's no, everything else, an outside kasha never disturbed anything until, and the people who made a real churban in Klal Yisrael weren't people that wrote heavy works of philosophy. Heavy works of philosophy are good for the oddballs that sit curled up with them. They're not mashpia. A satirist, like exactly like Kairach, where he said, you know, there was this poor almana, and she had this little sheep. So Aaron HaKohen came and took a share, Moshe Rabbeinu took a share, this tzaddik took a share, that tzaddik took a share out of it, and this poor little almana was left to starve to death. The things that really, and people make a mistake when it says litzonis, kat litzonim are one of the people that are not called neshchina. The definition of a late is not somebody that stands around cracking jokes in the hallway. That's not a low life. No, it's not. We're not talking about someone that's important. A leitz is a satirist, someone that takes a davish of a kedusha, and he mocks it. That's chachma. Chachma in its poisonous way, Chachma can extend something and Chachma can destroy something. But both of them are Mahalchim of Chachma. You have to grab onto the Yesod, and a guy that comes along and says, what are these funny things you're wearing, these strings, these long fringes? That's not someone that's going to shake your Emunah. But someone that comes along that understands it, and he shows you a steer in Menei Obey, that shakes your Emunah. So Meili says that's called a Chacham Lahara. There's in Chachma itself, Chachma is a double, it's a two-way street. Chachma itself either expands what your taif is or destroys what your taif is. V'zenikra Rasha, Pirush Rasha b'Chachma l'ischakem b'divrei minus. Shekola shenoyte l'ra nikra Rasha. Lefikach elu arba banim koilim kochol ki abanim. So within the framework of Chachma, you know, Banim are, what's the hemshah of Avos? Avos is the thing itself. This is the thing itself. Where does it go to? So in the Tfisa that you have in Chachma, there is a Tfisa of Shani Delishol, which is a non-Tfisa. There's a Tfisa of a Tam where his Tfisa the Chitzani is, and he's not Tfisa the Pnim. There's a Tfisa of a Chacham that's Tfisa the Pnim in its positive way, where it's productive. And there's a Tfisa of a Rasha where he's Tfisa the Chitzanius, where he's Tfisa the Pnimius, and uses it to go against itself. Just like, for instance, a person who is very insightful in human nature, a big chaos. He's either the most helpful of people or the most destructive of people. A person who's not Tfisa people terribly well, so fine, it's a cause relationship. A person who has a very tremendous Tfisa in people, so either he becomes a person you can really feel helps you, or he becomes manipulative, because fakir, that's the Tfisa and Pnim can go both ways. The fikach elo abanim koyim kol chalki abanim ve'ein oid acha zulas elu im mishoise bechachma. Either somebody is moise for his chachma ve'im hasholim biyidia. In other words, he has the whole yidia, but not more than that. Ve'im hapochus bechachma, he's megareah from chachma ve'im hashu heifach hachacham shezeh chacham be'emes lahaskil. These are both variations. So Chacham and Rasha are variations of Chachma. There's the Toiv Sheba Chachma and there's the Rasha Sheba Chachma. Well, the Kach Makdim HaChacham V'Chakach Hefech Shalai Shu Rasha Ki HaFeichim Yeshem V'ya Achas. This is a very famous Yisoid of the Maral, and it's late a little bit, but I'll maybe spend just a minute explaining it. The opposites is a very, very interesting Likud. When I say apples are not the opposite from orange. And if I can describe an apple to you, love dafka that you know what an orange is. They're different. Anything that's different has no shaykh as one with another. Opposites are the same. You can't, if white is described as either an absence of light or all light waves, then black, you know automatically because it's the same thing. It's the property of having light or not having light. If I describe to you anything that's a complete opposite, then once I know one side, I know the other side because they're the same thing. They are the two values of the same thing. Masha'enkein, things that are different, so they are not, one does not lead to the other. So Chacham and Rasha are the same. This is Chachma, and this is Chachma. Chacham and Tam, or Chacham and Enei Lishol, or Tam and Enei Lishol, they're different. They're different dargas, and they're not one and the same. So you go by Hadraga from top to bottom. Chacham and Rasha are the same. They're both a Tfisa in Pnim. A Tfisa in Pnim is either the Hemshech of the Pnim, or the Churm of the Pnim. And that's why the Maral says in a few places that HaFeichem Yishim Diya Achas, and it's a big Yisoid in Ra and Toiv. It says, Kule Zaka, Kule Chayev. It's one of the reasons it says that Mashiach won't come until the door is either Kule Zaka, Kule Chayev, completely good or completely bad. What does it mean? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The Teretz is, if somebody, to understand what Toiv is, you can understand in two ways. Either if you're completely Toiv, you're Dovok in Toiv, or you're total Russia. A total Russia, the wretchedness of his life allows him to see that, listen, Bal Karchov, it's the Toiv is good. A person who has a mixture of both will never see Toiv. because it's a little like this, a little like this. There's no tfisa. If a person lives in a society, l'mashal, that has no code of honor, then he's mishteikik for toiv as much as a person that lives in a society that's totally honorable. Because he knows that in a world where everybody, where you can't trust anybody, that world is a churban, that Bal Korchach, this can't be the right world. But when you mix the pictures, a little bit yes, a little bit not, somewhere here, somewhere there, there's no tfisa of what the right thing is. Adrav, and that's why people who are completely gone off there have a lot better chance of doing toiv than people who are somewhere in the middle. Because if he's completely gone, I tell him, listen, this can't be the tachas of life. And the person knows it. So then we look for